If you use a car in the U.S., you probably rely on lead from right here in Missouri to start your engine. The Missouri Lead Belt produces 70% of the United States lead, and 84% of Missouri's lead is used in car batteries. The train crosses the Ozark mining region between St. Louis and Poplar Bluff, riding on rails overlying the richest deposits of lead in the world. The mining industry has played an important role in the area's economic and social fabric for more than 280 years. The first Anglo settlers in Missouri were attracted by its verdant forests and prairies, abundant wildlife, and rivers. They could not have known that hidden beneath the rich topsoil were vast quantities of concentrated minerals. Early mineralogical expeditions discovered thick layers of galena lying just below the surface of the earth. This abundant mineral is the primary lead ore still mined today, making Missouri the nation's leading source of lead for over 100 years. Explorers also found significant quantities of zinc, copper, and silver, prompting an influx of prospectors to the Ozarks in the 1700s. Though extremely difficult and dangerous labor, men removed ore from the earth. Transporting the ore to market posed an even more difficult challenge. Spurred by the needs to move the heavy ore to buyers, Missouri's mining industry was instrumental in the development of railroads. The advent of railroad boosted the economy of the region and guaranteed long-term sustainability of mining towns. Additional technological and engineering advances improved safety and productivity of mining operations, and improvements continue today. In addition to the miners, many people are employed in transporting and converting the mine products into usable products. No other industry besides agriculture has been a part of Missouri's economy and culture from its earliest beginnings. And all across the country, we use Missouri's metals every day in our cars, home, and industries.